Could new insider trading law make the practice worse? By Wynton Hall on December 13, 2011. Yes, says Yale Law professor Jonathan Macy in an article in today's Wall Street Journal. From Wall Street Journal. On closer examination, it appears that what Congress really wants is to keep making the big bucks that come from trading on inside information, but to trick those outside of the Beltway into believing they are doing something about this corruption. For one thing, the rules proposed for Capitol Hill are not like those that apply to the rest of us. Ours are so broad and vague that prosecutors enjoy almost unfettered discretion in deciding when and whom to prosecute. Congress's rules would be clear and precise. And not too broad, in fact they are too narrow. For example, the proposed rules in the stock bill are directed only at information related to pending legislation. It would appear that inside information obtained by a congressman during a regulatory briefing, or in another context unrelated to pending legislation, would not be covered. Professor Macy believes that the way to remedy the problem is to clearly define the parameters of what is and isn't considered insider trading and to then apply the rules universally. Failure to do this, writes Macy, will mean that if the law passes in its current form, insider trading by Congress will not become legal. I predict such trading will increase because the rules of the game will be clearer. Most significantly, the rule proposed for Congress would not involve the same murky inquiry into whether a trader owed or breached a fiduciary duty to the source of the information that required that he refrain from trading. Professor Macy's commentary comes a day after former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin outlined additional deficiencies in the proposed legislation before offering her four-part solution to end congressional insider trading. No response yet from lawmakers on Macy's critique or Palin's proposal.